Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Together to love as much as possible.
Actually love you, Dougie.
I love you.
Call me crazy.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Why would you think it would be crazy to love me?
You know.
It's Monday, December the 22nd. Merry Christmas to everybody. It's Christmas week. It's Christmas month. How do we make it Christmas year? Year after year after year, as I have done this program, we'll be here live on Christmas Day. I don't know who we will be. It won't be Jennifer, but it'll be me and Kenny, probably. Kenny's not here because of a technical problem. Richie's not here because he's in Peru or Bolivia or...
He's in Panama.
Panama, wherever he is.
You keep asking, where are you going again? Panama.
What's he doing?
Panama is the answer.
So Jennifer and I were trying to figure out how to not spend time talking about all of this murder and mayhem and madness, which seems to be the bill of fare almost every day now.
It's our new script.
And it's getting crazy. Yeah, it is. It's like a script. This gunman.
Who died and what's blowing up?
Watch what I'm going to do, this guy says, before he shoots the two police officers. They were sitting in their cruiser. Mm-hmm. Just sitting in their
cruiser. This is the answer now. Just declare war on everybody.
Yeah. And then there's down in Florida, a man shot, ran over a Florida policeman down there. And then those are the people. So let's bring it around to understanding what some people are saying. The news media and its disrespect for the problems the police have are creating this because people are getting ideas. People watch all this stuff. They hear the problems, whether they're overemphasized or not. We're going back to the Ferguson problem, and you go to the Cleveland problem, you go to the Chicago problem, you go to the Washington, wherever there is a problem that has been in the last month or so highlighted by the news media. So now people say, okay, it's open season. If you are mentally disturbed, and all these people, by definition, are crazy.
Yep.
They are, by definition, out of their minds. So if that's the case, then what does talking more about it do? It doesn't make your day any better. It doesn't make my day any better. This is Christmas, for God's sakes. So why is it that we have this whole focus? I mean, I'm looking.
The interesting angle, I like to watch how people react to things. And you do too, I think, Dougie.
Yeah.
I think one of the things I noticed on social media this weekend is the backlash for Bill de Blasio over this officer shooting. Did you see that? I mean, people were talking about this is going to be the end of...
Blasio is the new mayor of New York, who's horrible.
Right. And there's many reasons that he shouldn't be the mayor of New York.
Right. Yeah.
But one of them is, you know, people are talking about how is he going to talk to his son Dante about these shootings, because there was he made a very well publicized speech after Eric Garner was murdered or killed, however you look at it.
Yeah.
And talked about how his son Dante was one of these people, and he would tell his son Dante to pull over in the car and put his hands at, you know, these things that he was mentioning.
Right.
And I think because he didn't have the same reaction to the police shooting, people are really ticked off in New York City at this guy now.
Well, they shouldn't have elected him in the first place.
I don't even remember who his opponents were. It was somebody. It was two weak candidates. I remember.
Right. Everybody looked
weak.
He was
the less weak of the two.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. He is just awful.
I remember not liking him because he wanted to get rid of the horse and carriages in New York City in Central Park.
Right. So anyway, 888-302-3684. Focus, if you will, or as you will, on some of these things. Frankly, I'm focused on the birth of my grandchild. Which
I know. Let's talk about
that.
I know. You're really leaving the show.
No, I don't have to.
No, I know. You're finishing the show, and then you're going to get in your car.
Yeah.
And Meredith's with you, right?
Yep.
And the two of you are going to just cruise on over to the hospital.
Yes, the Ronald Reagan Hospital at UCLA is where the baby's going to be born.
Oh, my gosh. Look for my, if you see my friend Tina Davis, she works she works in the baby unit there.
And does she really?
Yeah.
Tina, send me an email with a name on it. I'll make sure I will. Look her up.
Yeah. I think she works mostly with like problem babies in the ICU, but she should be wandering around. So I'll give you, you should ask for her. That would be fun.
What I'm hoping is that this should, and then I won't need to see her.
No, but I mean, she should be wandering around that floor anyway.
So. Right. 888-302-3684. Okay. Other things that are going on. The discussion continues about the Keystone Pipeline and whether this is a good idea or it's not a good idea. The president has weighed in once again, but it's not unexpected that he would say the benefits would be minimal. I'm not sure that there, whatever he says, he hasn't said enough to indicate that he would veto the bill, has he? I haven't seen. The issue is Keystone is not American oil, it's Canadian oil. He pointed out
that
he
was talking about how he didn't like it, though.
No, he has been talking about that, right. Yeah. Anyway, there are those who have said that this would be another step, another nail in the coffin for the planet because we're hauling all of this oil. What nonsense that is!
Here's what I think:
the oil is going to get produced, and the oil is going to get refined.
Somebody's going to get it. Yeah,
of course they are, and it's going to be used.
Don't you think though that he he's using this as a political chip? Basically, he's talking about how much he doesn't like it, how much he can't stand it, how much he probably
make
is going to
veto it. Let's make a deal. Let's make a deal.
But he doesn't care. This will be one of his bargaining chips. He goes, "I'll give you this pipeline if you give me XYZ."
Uh huh. Well, there was a study released yesterday, or Saturday, over the weekend anyway, about how many executive orders. There apparently are two different kinds of executive orders. There's an executive order, and then there's something that is sort of a writ of mandamus or something. I don't know, that you can use to get things done that was enacted during the Kennedy administration when there was more power given to the president because of the Bay of Pigs, the Cuba situation. And from that time to this, it has not been used very much. But apparently now, in the last couple, 3 or 4 months, it's been used outrageously, according to his critics anyway. And no one really seems to know the efficacy of it or how much has actually been done. Because every time you turn around, there's some new order, some new, the essence of a letter, an executive letter that says, okay, this is what we're going to do from now on. And what's the impact of that? 888-302-3684. Okay. So we have facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Jen will monitor that for us.
I will.
And then, was that an I will?
No, I will. I know, it did come out like a question.
I will. That's a big deal here.
I charge you extra for that one.
Right. And then, of course, you can email Jen or Doug at DougStephan.com. So the pipeline discussion of that. The world at your fingertips. I was looking at all of the ways that you can listen to this program. And I say this from time to time, as I wish well to all those of you who are going to be in someplace different. How do I listen to the program? If I'm not going to hear my radio station, well, you probably will be able to find your radio station if you go to TuneIn Radio. But you can always hear the program at DougStephan.com. You can hear it at RadioAmerica.org. You can hear it on CRNTalk.com. You can hear it at TalkStreamLive.com. You can hear it at GCNLive.com. Let's see here, Stitcher.com, TuneInRadio.com. It's just here, there, and everywhere. You can also find, there's a Good Day app available on iTunes. Did you know that? The podcast on CRN5, you can use that if you have an Android phone, an iPhone. Everywhere. It's everywhere.
You are everywhere.
And podcasts. And we're here to wake you up and to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. 15 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
It was the night of the holiday party when all through the house, she was dancing and primping, getting ready to bounce. Her lashes were fierce, her lips bright red, while dashing curls danced round her head. With delightful fragrances from Ulta in hand, perfume for her besties, and cologne for her man, she sprang to her feet, slipped on her heels, and to the party she went with the best fragrance deals. With all things beauty all in one place, Ulta has the perfect fragrance for everyone on your list. Get a luxury bathrobe free with any $40 fragrance purchase while supplies last. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
This week on Geico Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket. Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Reputation, as they say, is everything. So when the dean of a large law school discovered that his school had a poor reputation according to most polls, he decided to conduct his own poll. He created a list of 10 other schools and asked 100 lawyers to rank them. The list included Harvard, Yale, Penn State, and seven others. When the results came back, right in the middle of the pack was Penn State. The only problem is, Penn State didn't have a law school at the time. The law school president had intentionally included a fictitious school in his poll to show that even the most educated people sometimes rely too much on reputation when making decisions. Let's be fair. This lesson also applies to how we settle our disputes. Courts have a reputation amongst many people as the only place to resolve conflicts legally. However, other lesser-known solutions like mediation and arbitration can often bring victims better results even quicker and at a lower cost. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, as Christmas week begins, we wish you the best and the most. 18 after the hour. Speaking of the best and the most, what has this shopping season thus far shown us about the future of retailing? And if you work for a big box store, do you think, well, maybe I'll retire before all of this happens? The question has come up, who needs Walmart? Who needs needless markup? Who needs Bloomingdale's? Who needs whatever the store, whatever your tradition has been? Who needs the malls? I'd like to think that there always will be a place where I can go and actually look.
Yeah, feel in touch.
See it exactly.
I did almost all of my shopping online this year, but without the places to go and feel in touch, I wouldn't know what I was looking for.
Really? So you go to the store, you feel it, you touch it, and then you go home and buy it on Amazon?
Yeah, or maybe I just know what I'm looking for because of the stores.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I just wonder, under the circumstances, there's a socialization that comes as a part of shopping. I mean, there's not...
Plus, it's my favorite sport, so, you know.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, what else am I going to do?
Well, you can be on the radio, you can run your family business, you can do a visit with your friends, you can do all of that stuff. I find it interesting to have more and more people tell us that it's easier. Meredith ordered a mirror, and the first one came broken. Okay,
oh.
So she called them and said, oh, we'll send you another one.
Mm-hmm.
So they sent another one, opened the box, mirror's broken.
Yeah.
So,
it's about right.
How many times?
And by the way, whose bad luck is that? Somebody's racked up 14 years.
I don't know. Yeah, well, I hope it was the guy who delivered it.
Yeah, it's not hers. It's whoever dropped it.
No, but I mean, under the circumstances, how much of that stuff goes on? See, what I find difficult, and that's why I don't like it, if you buy something that doesn't fit or you don't like and there's no store, you have to put it all back in the box. You've got to go to the FedEx store, the UPS store, you've got to go to the post office, wherever it is, and ship it back. That's a pain in the bazunga. Right? I mean, Yeah, right. So, it seems to me that there's a good and a bad to all of this, as there is to most any mm-hmm. scenario. But the good is it may be handier, more convenient.
More
I don't know,
research
less
possibilities
expensive.
Online.
Yeah, right. But the other side of it is that it's really a pain if the stuff doesn't work. Those of you who find that to be the case, you're welcome to share your thoughts. 888-302-DOUG. I'm Doug Stephan, Jennifer Horn. We wish you a Merry Christmas. It's, now where are we?
polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of GoFoods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
David Letterman's show on Friday, final performance of Christmas, Baby Please Come Home, Darlene Love, with How'd You Get Into That. What a great song, my gosh. She's 73 years old. Listen to this. Things that is of note, going back to last Friday, it was the final Craig Ferguson show.
I know.
Jay Leno was the guest, and he started out by complimenting Craig Ferguson.
With a lot of people who are viewers of this show, a lot of you I've come into contact with, a lot of people I've met over the course of the years I've been doing the show. And although I said my goodbyes to the crew here earlier on, and I can't thank them enough, the people that made this show are you came to a show that was like, let's be honest, a bit of a fixer upper, and it kind of stayed that way, and you but it has, I hope we've done is maybe art is a very grand word, but what I was trying to do here, and what I think that we've managed to do here, is make something that wasn't here before. So in that sense, maybe it is a piece of art. It didn't exist. Now it does, and you'll be able to find it forever on YouTube or wherever.
Right. All right.
So Jay Leno was his last guest. And Peter, just run the two cuts, 2208 and 09, together there, will you?
I'm so glad you agreed to be my guest on this show. I have admired you, and you've been a good friend to me for a long time.
You've been a good friend to me. You always were fair. You know, you didn't join the late night talk show little snippy club. And
no, sir.
Yeah,
no, sir.
So, and we've always been friends. And we both have Scotch mothers. So.
Yeah, so we started a little kind of support group.
Yeah.
Do you ever get tired? Did you ever kind of glass over when they were talking sometimes?
Huh?
Yeah.
No,
I'm sorry.
It wasn't.
Yes.
It wasn't
yes.
Really the people that were on the show, because it was me. Yes.
No, it was the people on the show. The classic example of this. I had one of these reality stars on. Trista. From some one of these fatulous.
Isn't that one of those biscuit things?
So I'm sitting there, and she's like here, and I'm talking to her like this, and I'm looking at the side of her head because they tend to look at. So we're talking about this. I couldn't be less interested. I'd never seen the stupid rally show. You know what it was? Okay. So I said, "Well, thank you, and good talking to you. Nice to see you. Great. Good night, everybody." She goes, "Okay, good." I go out in the parking lot. There's this woman standing next to me with her boyfriend. She goes, "Hey, can I have a picture?" I said, "Sure. How you doing?" She goes, "Good." She says, "What's your name?" She goes, "What? What's your name?"
Yeah.
Trista.
Oh, hey! Hey, good to see you! Good to see you!
Has to happen. All right, from SNL, the weekend update on Obama's new Cuba policy.
President Obama announced this week that the U.S. will restore diplomatic relations with Cuba after more than 50 years, which is great news for Cuba's chief export, Cubans.
All right, and play the joke about the president talking about race there.
In a new interview, President Obama says that there is no black man his age who hasn't been mistaken for the valet at a restaurant. Oh, come on, that was one time, said Joe Biden.
All right, 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with David Korn of Mother Jones and David Frum of The Atlantic. Coming right up, is more telecommuting a smart development for major corporations?
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. Ah, the happy dancer coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for David Korn and David Frum. Especially in an era where there are more working men and women at home with children, is telecommuting a good idea or a bad idea?
I write on airplanes. I write in corners of coffee shops. I write on my lap. When I'm snowed in at airports. If I couldn't telecommute, I couldn't function. So it's. And anyway, even if it were a bad thing, it's like saying the car is a bad thing. It's it's a thing. It's not going anywhere.
I am a big believer in meat space, as they used to call it. I have a bureau in Washington, D.C. with about 15 people in it, and I do believe there is something special, call it synergy if you must, and just having people around to brainstorm and interact with one another. I think there is more creativity. Now, I let people work for me, telecommute when they have to, and certainly people are out recovering things around the world, and they're doing exactly what David Frum is doing, writing from, you know, while sitting on the stalls, whatever they are. But I think there really still is.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
So today, there's got to be a good thing today.
33 at the hour now, as the snow is falling in some areas. We had a little yesterday, about this time actually, leaving the house to catch the plane to come out here, and there's a little bit of snow blowing around. Not a whole lot of weather in the country right now. A little chilly, but it's the end of December, so it should be an appropriate time for us to have a little bit of weather, a little snow.
First day of winter yesterday, right?
Yes, right. First day of winter. Merry Christmas to everybody as you think about what you're going to be doing this week. Help yourself to just as many good thoughts as you can come up with inside your family, inside your circle, inside your friend groups, inside work, all those things. Just think about all of the great things that are. I'm getting the biggest, I think what I find to be the most amusing story of the day is how the folks who are activists are going to deal with the
the interview, right?
The interview. Put in a balloon and send it over. Apparently, that's because there, you know, that you can't. There's all kinds of restrictions in North Korea for any kind of entertainment. It's just really pretty amazing that the things are. You think this is the 21st century that people can get them in one way or another, their hands on something. It's so restrictive there. But at any rate, they're going to put the interview onto balloons and just let it fly into North Korea. Somebody will get
it. Funny.
Yeah.
Unless it hits a really tall tree and then no one will ever see it.
Right. All right. Good news from Tom Brokaw. People in the news. His cancer is in remission.
That's great.
He said that after months of chemotherapy, he'll begin a drug maintenance program. He said this was...
He was stage four, wasn't he?
I think he was in bad shape. Yep. He had multiple myeloma, which affects blood cells in the bone marrow. It's bone cancer, basically. That's what it is. I have a friend who's going through the treatment. He was diagnosed this past summer. He's undergoing treatment. He said, this has been a challenge. And I'm thinking about what my friend has told me about his what he's been going through. It's painful, painful, painful. Oh, my God, it's awful. But when you're all done, and he's been, this last 3 days, he spent at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston getting, where they take the T-cells out of your bone marrow, and they store them. They freeze them, put them away, and they shoot you up with chemo so that you're pretty much dead. And then they bring the healthy cells back again, put them inside your body, and that sometimes gives you years and years. I know people who've had stage 4 breast cancer, went through this, got 20, 21 years out of it. So at his age, I think he's in his, what, 70, 74, 75, something like that at this point. And if that's, I think, no, 72. 72. So this is brilliant. It's not, and there are other things you can do when you get to this point. There certainly are ways you homeopathically can deal with this. And between all those things, I don't think I'd run away from traditional treatment, especially when you look at how successful it is. 10 years ago, this was a death sentence. Done. He would have been dead in a month after they discovered it, if it hadn't been for how things have changed in terms of medicine. So we have a lot of, even though...
Be grateful for.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when you think about it, how do you get that sort of stuff? I know my friend who has it has a tractor dealership, and he's in the garage all the time, breathing fumes from the various things that are in there, concoctions for cleaning, the diesel, all that stuff. And I really do think that that has, that's got some, you know, your environment is going to be responsible. I think there is, it's an environmental thing. It's a stress level thing. And I think it's also what your heritage is, what your, you know, where'd you come from? Where'd you come from? Muhammad Ali, pneumonia, same age as Tom Brokaw. How many people have even thought about it? Even, I think there are a lot of people think Muhammad Ali is dead.
I don't, because I met him.
Did you, yeah?
I trip over this name.
Yeah, okay.
And I've always kept track of him because he was so sweet to me. He couldn't say very much, but
no.
He was so sweet to me in person. He called me beautiful, and he was, like, holding my hand. He, like, wouldn't let my hand go. It was the sweetest thing ever. And this was at, like, a cable show where there were a million people around. And just, I thought he was such a sweet, cool person that I kind of keep track of him.
Yeah. Well, I think he's... it's 70. Given what he's gone through, for those of you who don't know who Muhammad Ali was, he is considered by many to have been the greatest boxer of all time. Not that that's anything that you, I mean, it's an accomplishment. But what happened to him, this is another perfect argument, actually, for the discussion of what happens when you get involved in these violent sports, whether football, soccer, ice hockey, boxing, wrestling, that sort of thing, because Muhammad Ali's brains basically were scrambled. By the time he was 50, or I think it was even younger, I think he was in his 40s when this thing happened. And the fact that he's still alive surprises a lot of people because his brain basically is half functional.
He has Parkinson's, doesn't he?
Right, I think he has Parkinson's. I think he's got a couple of other things as well that went along with it. But he can't really speak well, and I don't think he walks well. But, you know, that's because his brain was bashed. How much of that stuff, again, I guess I'm now it's becoming redundant. Although we have set up a series of interviews with some people over the course of the month of January that you might want to listen to and find podcast-wise and otherwise the essence of what the focus is going to be. I have a baseball player who's going to come on the program who was hit by a baseball in the head, what it did to him. We've got a couple of football players, some people who have been in the service. And all of them have extraordinary, I don't normally get involved in things, if somebody's going to come on the program, we're going to talk about stuff, I don't know much, I don't want to prepare, I just want to talk, I don't want to have the same conversation that you would have, I don't want to be overly cooked, but because this thing is so close to me, because I feel so strongly about it, a lot of people come out of the woodwork to bring me stories, and then I want to learn a little bit more about them before I come on the air. And so that's what we'll do with these people. They'll tell you a story, and you continue to make up your mind as to what you think ought to be done with your children. How much should you support football in general? It certainly is an uphill battle. I'm not trying to eliminate football. I'm trying to teach you what this is all about. And then I'll tell you what I think, and you can tell me what you think. Always welcome. Thoughts at 888-302-DOUG. Here's something that concerns me probably more than anything else today. This week, this month, this year, as you know, most of you, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So I'm looking, I was reading on the plane yesterday coming out here the story in a couple of the farm trades of what's happening on the farm. Those of you who are on the farm, you know what I'm talking about. For example, the average dairy farmer now in our country is 60 years old. The average dairy farmer is 60 years old. That means young people are not coming into dairying because it's very difficult. The family farms are going away at an increasingly rapid rate, which is very dangerous and very bad for our country. And so there's an apple grower named David Johnson who was on, I think, one of the Sunday morning programs. He said that his state, and I think it's in Nebraska, one of the states, Nebraska or a state like that, has said no to fracking because the environmental folks have very powerful lobbies. And there are concerns. There are a lot of concerns about fracking. But under the circumstances, there are more concerns about how to continue farming. This particular fellow has a family farm. For 150 years, they've been growing and selling apples on this farm. But because there are more and more, this is the culprit is ignorance. More and more apples are being imported into our country to compete with the growers who are here. They don't have any restrictions. Thanks to this damn $1.1 billion bill that got signed in the middle of the night last week, or the amendments went into it in the middle of the night. You didn't know this, but I did point it out the day after that the country of origin labeling that a lot of people think is very important to have.
It's important, yeah.
Was killed.
Really? So you're not going to see your bananas are from Ecuador anymore?
Nope. Not going to see any of that stuff.
Interesting.
So these people
are so dirty.
They can do it if they want. There's nothing that says you can't do it.
But who's going to do that?
It's just no compelling reason because the government doesn't tell you you have to have a label that tells the people who are buying your stuff where it comes from.
This is because what makes me so crazy. Because, Dougie, in California, we talked about this. We had a proposition for food labeling.
Yep.
And everybody that I know voted for this. And, you know, obviously, that's a very unscientific survey. But, everybody that I know voted for this. I don't know who voted against it.
Yep.
And it still didn't pass. I mean, it just makes you really wonder if, you know, our votes and our thoughts are really being heard if they're doing stuff like this.
If there's something going on behind the scenes. They're that corrupt. There's so much corruption everywhere. And so the fact that, because I can tell you the stories from my own personal experience, how hard it's been for me to hold onto this farm that I have in a town. I'm the largest private landowner in my community. I have 145 acres that every developer would love to get a hold of and build on it. One of the pieces of land I could put 104 houses on, the other one I could put about 19 on. So that would be the end, not only really of farming in my community, agriculture in my community, it would be the end of that part of town. It has a unique feel to it that isn't like the rest of the town. And the town's always claiming how diverse it is. And yet they're doing something, but they're slow in trying to come around to help the situation, to protect it, because it's in everybody's best interest. I can sell tomorrow, make a lot of money, and go buy a farm someplace else. But it's been important to me to hold on to this because this is where I grew up. And I thought that it would be, nobody asked me to, but I did it because I thought it was an important thing to do. Well, this guy, David Johnson, and how many hundreds, if not thousands, if tens of thousands of farmers doing the same thing. I was talking to a guy who's been on a farm in Massachusetts. His name is Dave Shepherd. He's been on this. His family started this farm in the original farm where he lives. The first people in his family moved there in 1651.
Wow.
It's been in his family since 1651. Can you imagine? He has all kinds of, he milks cows and he's got all kinds of other things, that a lot of goat stuff, making cheese and that sort of thing. But it's continually, because of the influence of outside food processing, the import of apples in the case of the apple grower, or cheese in the case of this guy, or milk even. It's all coming in from these foreign sources, and you don't know that it is. If you're in California, you don't know whether you're drinking milk unless it says on the label California Natural or California Organic, or you know raw milk isn't going to come in that way. But the general senses, or the feeling, is that when you go to the store and just buy a regular half gallon of milk, you don't know where it's coming from, unless it says it on the bottle. Mm-hmm. And if it says it on the bottle, that's great. But you don't have to put it on the bottle. That's the point. And so you have these guys that are and so what they wanted to do, they were hoping they could save the farm by having natural gas. You know, there where his farm is, apparently there's a lot of natural gas under it. But the state says, nope, can't do it because we're worried about fracking. What are you worried about? You worried about that, or are you worried more about what the legacy is of the food? Yeah. And how
that's
we are
just a big plume of smoke to get you to really not focus on what's
it is. Absolutely, it is. So that's a bad decision. If you're in a community or if you're in a state where they're thinking about that, make sure you are promoting the fact that natural gas fracking.
People to stop marrying things like this. You know, yeah. I mean, that's what they do. They marry things to issues that people are upset about.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's way down.
Food labeling and fracking do not necessarily need to go together.
Those are the facts. 888-302-3684. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. If you have not ordered Provia, now is your best chance. You can still get it in time for Christmas on Thursday. Provia, an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts that work against the three main causes of hair loss and your hair thinning. Think about it this way. You have, over the years, perhaps used different types of shampoo. If they weren't really good quality shampoos, the residue that's part of the cream that's in the cheap shampoo stays in your pores and your scalp. Plugs them up. Hair can't grow. That's it. Because your hair changes. The follicles of your hair are always falling out, like your skin. Every 3 weeks, you have completely new skin. The cells in your body are always regenerating and changing. So that's what happens. Your hair comes out, the normal process of things, and it regrows unless your pores are plugged up. And if they are, then you go bald, lose your hair. Men and women are having this problem. So you need to cleanse the pores. That's what Provia does. Get the hair growing again. And so this is simple, straightforward. It's amazing. I've been using it, and you can see the difference in the little place in the back of my head. And more importantly, you'll see it. Provia works, or your money back. Call 800-525-8319 to order Provia right now. 800-525-8319. Yeah, right now. You can order it now. And you'll get free express shipping. Mention Doug Steffen. He'll send you an extra bottle of the Super Concentrate. Fast, noticeable results. That's what you get. 800-525-8319. Do it for yourself. Do it for a friend that's losing their hair. Explain how it works. You'll be a hero. 800-525-8319. The product is called Provia, Provia. 800-525-8319.
It's a sale so big, Kohl's is open 24 hours, all day and all night, now through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Get all of your last-minute gifts and save when you want to, with 60 to 70% off fine jewelry, 25 to 40% off all watches, and 15% off fragrance gift sets. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Kohl's is open 24 hours, now through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Find your yes. Kohl's. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry in to find amazing gifts for everyone on your list. There's still time to get perfect gifts at prices you'll love, like a $100 iTunes gift card for only $85 and a Keurig 2.0 brewing system with 42 K-cups for just $129.98. Plus, find plenty of great stocking stuffers and gifts under $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Samantha Brown. Exploring a new city can be an exciting adventure, but worrying about budget can take the fun out of any vacation. According to a recent Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans make vacation choices based on travel costs. Samantha Brown, TV host and travel expert.
One of the best ways you can save on travel expenses is to stay with family or friends. Or, if that's not an option, it's generally cheaper to travel during off-peak seasons. One of my favorite ways to offset costs is using a travel rewards credit card that gives me the flexibility to use my points towards a broad range of travel expenses. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar spent on all your purchases. Simply redeem points for an online statement credit to pay yourself back for travel-related expenses. This way, your everyday purchases can help pay off your fun activities and help your travel budget.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
On the best days of Christmas, Ulta Beauty gave to me a 12 fragrance gift set, 11 SC polished and dollar glitter eyeliner, 9 tiny gift card. Our skin protects the seven sealant glosses. Risky declined by Benefit 5. Urban Decay Naked Palette. Or Living Proof Air Product. 3 Daisy Green Perfume. 2 Face Cosmetics. And 1 Luxury Bathrobe Cream. $40 fragrance purchase walk to glass.
Hurry in for the best beauty deals and gifts of the season. Ulta Beauty. Gift gorgeously.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Now, 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tech Talk time. Kelly Palmer, I believe, is off this week. At least he's off today, but I'm not sure whether he's here or not for the week, so that's okay. I found something that I thought would be intriguing, Jennifer, about drivers and their Androids and their whatever's. I've not quite figured all of this out yet. I know how we use the Bluetooth in the car, you connect it to the iPhone, but if you're a driver, you could soon be able to connect your Android in-car entertainment system to the Internet without having to use a phone.
Oh.
Google plans to showcase its Android M system at the Consumer Electronics Show in January. Google is expected to introduce the upgraded system in about a year, so they'll be ahead of this, in a manner of speaking. So they're going to introduce it, and then they'll have it in the cars in about a year. It's just something that
it's really cool.
The technology just gets wider and broader and bigger all the time. Speaking of that, more wide, broad info as we continue on Tech Talk time in a moment here.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The time of year brings us around to thinking about where we are in terms of what we support for charity. I know every day we're trying to do something different, thanks to Jennifer's urging us to do this. There's a story about veterans and their spouses who now have a new opportunity to help in transition to the civilian workforce from being in the military. Brian Osich would like to have the opportunity to explain that to you.
In an effort to help U.S. veterans and their spouses achieve long-term stability and success, Hilton Worldwide, Goodwill Industries International, and University of Phoenix have teamed up to offer the Hilton Military Internship Program. Ruth Valoria with University of Phoenix.
Those who participate in the program have an opportunity to earn a certificate in hospitality management from University of Phoenix School of Business, and they also get to participate in a separate six-month paid internship at a Hilton Worldwide property in a select city.
Valoria says those who successfully complete the program are guaranteed an interview opportunity with Hilton for full-time supervisory positions.
Connecting veterans who bring unique and valuable skills to the civilian workplace with leadership opportunities in this dynamic sector provides tremendous value for the organization and its employees.
Throughout the Hilton Military Internship Program, learners will receive career counseling, resume preparation, and other support from Goodwill to help translate their military skills to civilian life. For more, visit phoenix.edu/vetleaders. That's Newsbreak from University of Phoenix.
High schoolers from all over the country recently gathered in Washington to present their research projects for some of the world's big challenges, technologically and otherwise. Chanel Carraway would like to explain how that all worked out.
The Siemens Competition in Math, Science, and Technology is the nation's premier high school STEM research competition, and this year's winners are tackling some of the world's toughest challenges. Eli Echt Wilson and Albert Zuo of Albuquerque, New Mexico, will share the $100,000 team grand prize. Eli Echt Wilson.
We created a computer model of tree growth that predicts how a tree will grow given certain environmental conditions, and this can be used to optimize planting conditions.
Peter Tien of Columbus, Ohio, took home the $100,000 individual prize for mathematical research that could, among other things, help drones and driverless vehicles avoid obstacles.
I feel really honored that the professors were genuinely interested in my research.
Siemens Foundation CEO David Etzweiler.
Seeing in these young men and women their extraordinary hard work and how they can bring that to benefit society, when the lights go on, and they do, it's an unbelievable thing to see.
For more, go to Siemens-Foundation.org.
You're faking it. You go around pretending everything's okay. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Please, call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-975-7632. 1-800-975-7632. 1-800-975-7632.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry in to find amazing gifts for everyone on your list. There's still time to get perfect gifts at prices you'll love, like a $100 iTunes gift card for only $85 and a Keurig 2.0 brewing system with 42 K-cups for just $129.98. Plus, find plenty of great stocking stuffers and gifts under $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
All right, so what do we have?
What do we have?
Whatever we had, I lost it because I think with that little, I had a nice little a little bit and piece of advice. But when you lose 10 seconds, you're gone. And so we've lost 10 seconds.
Oh.
That's enough to say sayonara in this hour of Good Day. 59 past the hour, in fact.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980. 1980-